What time is it?
It is Fridays with Itote O'Clock. Yeah! You know, Fridays with Itote is a podcast show about life, love, personal development, educational talks, and entertainment. You will learn new things here, I promise you, as I will be touching on different areas of life. I will also be inviting a lot of guests here, resourceful ones at that, to discuss on trending issues and topics, and also their life experiences that will teach us a lot. You don't want to miss any episode here, and you should do well to listen to previous episodes, which have been enlightening and also entertaining. I am your host, Itote, Itote Ifedayo. Thank you.
Hello, 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 everyone. It's your host, Itote. Welcome back to the show. Yes, I'm super excited to be here, and I'm also very excited because I'm starting a new series with resourceful people. I have on today's show Mr. Israel Innocent. Yes, today's show is going to be a very exciting, entertaining, resourceful, insightful, expository, open, eye-opening, yes, educating. So you have to just listen. You don't want to miss any minute, any second. So sit back and relax and listen to today's show. Okay, before I bring Mr. Israel to today's show, I will want to read his profile to all my listeners. I know you are ready to listen to who Mr. Israel is. So Israel is a dynamic, vibrant youth, a global citizen ensuring indelible change with traceable track records in leadership. He is passionate about giving back to the society. Israel is a student, a content writer, and a social media strategist. Israel is a member of Young African Leadership Initiative, YALI, Leadership Quarters, member of Foto Waka Nigeria, a brand ambassador to African Check that focuses on Fat Check across Nigeria and Africa. He's also an ambassador to Cowrie Wise. He's also an international ambassador for African Projects Against Suicide, which is APAS. He is a brand ambassador at Jetseed, formerly known as PetiSave. He is passionate about humanity, which has helped him to serve in different capacities in some initiatives. Israel is a serial volunteer and an active volunteer with some notable organizations like Ubong King Foundation, African Check, African Clean Up Initiative, Young Professional Forum, Future Leadership Conference, just to mention a few. Israel has undergone some series of training both in leadership and personal development. He is a certified digital marketer at Google Skills for Africa. Israel is a person who believes in taking things one step at a time rather than looking for shortcuts. He's been recognized both locally and internationally. Israel is here to tell us his own journey, how it has been, and what he has been up to. So let's make welcome Mr. Israel Innocent.
Yeah, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening from. Just like Joy has mentioned, I am Israel Innocent. Thank you so much for having me, and appreciate that privilege so much. Just like I've mentioned before, I am Israel Innocent. Yeah, a Nigerian citizen. I hail from Abia State. Going forward, you know, I stayed with my parents at a very younger age. Though in the process, while I was in primary school, I lost my mother. That was precisely when I was in primary six. Yeah. So I lost my mother. It wasn't an easy journey. So that was how I was left without a mother, and I journeyed ahead. Going forward, I got into the junior class, the junior secondary school, Yeah, just one, just two, just three. In my SS1, I lost my father.
Wow.
Yeah, at that tender age. So it was as if the world has ended. It was as if there was no hope. It was as if things wasn't working well, but that didn't stop, like, and that couldn't stop the movement. So, staying then, it wasn't very, very easy. I stayed with my sister. So my sister actually took care of me. That is all through the SS1, SS2, SS3. So I finished my secondary school. Yeah, finished my secondary school. It wasn't really, really easy, like a very easy one, entering university and all that, due to some of the, let's say, kind of financial challenges that I had. Not that I wasn't that too good, but just like an adage that says, we are not, is it, we are not what we've been through. So far, so good. But I just thank God that I was able to, right now I am on undergraduate that is already in school. Hopefully in nearest years, few years from now, I will be a graduate from computer science. Yeah.
Wow. Then can you tell us something about, because your profile is saying so much. Your profile is reading a lot about you being an ambassador to a lot of companies, also being members to a lot of great initiatives, and you're still a student. Have you been able to combine both work, as in working for all these initiatives? Because definitely you're not just going to be a member not doing anything. And with your schooling, has it been in its entirety?
Well, I won't say it has been that kind of easy, but one thing that drives the motion, or that one thing that drives the wheel, is always kind of consistency and being focused on whatever one is doing. All this, I started volunteering basically 2019. Yeah, that was when I started volunteering. 2019, and the journey has been a very wonderful one. I have met with some like people who would tell you I've met with who's who in the industry from various industries. I've met with so many people, and what has kept me so far just what let's say focus, yes, knowing exactly what you want. If one doesn't know what he or she wants, that is where there'll be problem. Or if you are the kind of person who is being pushed from left to right, and you are just, if this wave carry you to the left, you move to the left. If the wave carry you to the right, you move to the right. So such a person can't remain focused. No, what has helped me so far is focus. I know what I want. I know where I'm going to, and I know what I want to be. So, as a person that has come so far like this, I ought to like sit down, okay, and plan my time. Okay, this is this is. I volunteer even till right now. I still volunteer, and though my school is a kind of part-time of which I still combine with working. Like I work in a company as well. So like working, volunteering, most of the times my weekends, I'm always on volunteering field. Yeah. I always
Wow.
use my weekends, most of my weekend. If you have 4 Saturdays in a month, I use at least minimum of 3 Saturdays in a month for volunteering. That is how it has been, kind of I plan my time. This is this initiative. Okay, I need to do this, I need to do that. where do I need to come in? Where am I not? Where do I not need to come in? So those kind of planning has kind of helped me in preparing myself and kind of positioning myself the level I am today.
Okay. In going forward in life, we know, okay, we need focus, like you've said, and we have to know what we are doing. But many youths out there, or many young adults, we tell you that this is not an easy thing for them because they are met with different challenges and limitations in life. And you saying it is looking as if it's something that it's just not easy, but you are not telling us there are really challenges you face. Are there challenges? We want to hear examples of challenges, because for me, I might tell you, okay, I can relate to that challenge that you face. Maybe those things that you faced or you're still facing, and it can be an encouragement to me that, oh, if he's facing all these things, yes, I can also face it and scale through with all these things he has in his profile. So if you can categorically tell us what you've gone through in precise, like, okay, this is what I faced. Yes, we know you lost your parents at an early age, but there are people out there too that have lost their parents, and I'm sure they are really, really encouraged with this, that despite the fact that they have lost their parents, they can get something to still do in life. But can you tell us other challenges you faced so that we can know, okay, these are the challenges young adults might probably face when they get to this stage of life in achieving their purpose in life?
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, like, you know, people tell you peer pressure. That was one of the challenges that I faced growing up, because I remember then I was kind of surrounded with a lot of peer pressure, like people who seems that life is just on the very first stuff, like, okay, just act anyhow. It doesn't matter the kind of life you live, and it doesn't matter the kind of life you want to live. Just move as life moves. So peer pressure is one of the things. The kind of people you move with matters a lot in your journey. Yeah. I remember then, like, I was surrounded with a lot of smokers, a lot of, let's say, bad influencers, like people who just take life as they see it. Yeah, smokers. Yeah, so, you know, those things made it was a very, very, very challenging one. But, like, you know, it's not just easy. It's not just easy. I remember then, I had friends who do that. Sometimes I go out with guys. When we go out, their friends, my friends, and all of them, they'll be smoking. I'll just be looking and all that. Even to drink alone, so I can't just drink, can't smoke. So it wasn't easy there. Like, even there are sometimes, you know, ah, nigga, take this angel, take this toll. Take on a small thing. Well, I'll just guy, okay, I don't hear. Sometimes I collect and hold it. After, like, sometimes I'll just throw it away. Like, they'll not really, like, notice that, oh, guy has thrown.
You don't want to come down with the big boys.
So, yeah, smokers was very, you know, bad influencers. Some guys, they just... Some of them, all they want, just two useless ladies. Okay, HIV, this lady, I don't use her. This one, I don't use her. This one, I beg na Nairobi girl. So those kind of people, the kind of people that was within and around me. So, but one thing that kept me so far, like I will always say, is focus. I will tell myself, Israel, this is not what you are created for. Yeah. It's not what you are created for. You are greater than this. You are meant to overcome this. So, like, it happened like 2 years and thereabout. Like a very full 1 year, I was within these people, in and out, No, and all that. Some guys, they will steal and all that. I still call them friends because that time I have not really known life. I just feel that she being a manigasha. Let me still follow them. So there are some people who are really kind of into this, but they don't know how to even come out. They don't know how to escape and all that. But one thing that will help such a person is determination. Today, I don't want to do this again. Today, I want to stop this. It is not easy to stop. It is not easy to like unfollow friend for like this for like someone you followed for like 3 years, 4 years. You guys have brought mind together. So you guys have done things together, and just all of a sudden, you are not like, guy, I'm no more interested in this stuff. No more interested in that stuff. It is not easy. Especially if it's someone who is maybe possibly into cultists, though that was one of the things I was so scared of. And God helped me. I never joined that. I never joined that. I never joined that. So, like, it is not easy you coming out. Oh, but it got to a time I started withdrawing myself little by little. I started withdrawing myself. Israel, how far now? Let's go out now. Oh, no, I don't just feel like going out today. I don't feel like doing anything today. So, I started withdrawing myself, withdrawing. So some of them noticed that this guy, he don't change level. So just a normal guy talk, normal guy. You don't change level. You don't put. Some of them were like, leave this guy, fashion. Fashy this guy, fashy. So,
Can imagine you at what point you had that resolution already that I don't want to go with these people again. I don't They are not the clique that I should move with again because I have a focus. I have something I want to become. These people are going to pull me down in one way or the other, and you don't want it to be like a stain in your white. Yeah, I understand that part. I understand it.
That was what I started little by little. Then I started moving with people who are bigger than me, who are higher than me in every area. Then that was when I announced like re-volunteering. That was 2019. In the process of volunteering, I came across late Dr. Bon King. So I came across the man. And that was where everything happened. The whole thinking, the mentality, everything started changing. Oh, guy, this and this. But you are not even, it is a shame you found yourself in this group. It is a shame you are here. But right now, there is still a remedy. There is still a change that can occur. Thank you. I started following a new process. But one thing that got me so far is having the mind of God. Having the mind of God. It's not just let's say, that kind of free something you can easily do on your own. No, it is not something you can easily do on your own. You need to have that kind of. There is this spirit, even till now, there is this spirit that he talks to people. Guy, this thing you're doing is not all right. This thing you found yourself is not the best for you. So there is still that spirit that still speaks to people, that still communicates to people. But just that some of us sometimes we just feel to neglect. We just try to like run away from such voices. We just feel like abandoned. We just feel like, whoa, gushy. So that kind of thing. And that is when we now talk about the inner man. That inner man itself will first of all start with you. He will tell you, hey, this and this is very, very wrong. The inner man knows what is good and knows what is bad.
That's true. That's true. Even for children, they know that once they're about to do something bad, they know they are supposed to do something right. They know that thing is wrong. Not to talk of an adult.
So you know, the inner man will always be there. Like if even a thief will come now, okay, will go and kind of tiptoe to go and steal something, the spirit will tell you, okay, why are you tiptoeing to go and steal it? Why can't you walk normal, or why can't you just move? Let everybody see you there stealing. Yeah. So that kind of thing. Hey, okay, move gently. So that kind of thing. The spirit man will tell you, this is not good. But we ourselves, we don't want to like listen. We don't want to like, we don't want to associate. Mm. So, and when that spirit keeps telling you to get to a point that you just feel that, in fact, you as a person, you start feeling that your wrong are rights. Mm. Mm.
Mm.
Your wrong are rights. Mm. So that is the stage at which it gets to. And when it gets to this stage, that is the worst one. Then it will not be hard for such a person to come out from such attitude or from such problem. No.
Hmm.
But if we can still, as a human being, listen to our inner man and still turn back from those bad things we find ourselves or we are into, at least there can still be a remedy. You know, listening to our man, inner man, matters a lot. You know,
yeah,
even at times, even let not even talk about bad things, not good things. Okay, your spirit will tell you, okay, today, go to so place. There's a purpose of which that spirit is telling you go there. And if you don't go, if you don't obey, something will go wrong. Or that thing, we have another way. We just misplace the priority of which it was meant to be.
Yeah.
So as a person, listening to our inner man matters a lot. You know, that will really, really get us to where we want to go to, or that will really get us to where we want to go.
Yeah. I want to ask you a particular question as related to the topic. At what stage of your life did you propose in your heart that you want to be the person you are planning to be, now you're working towards? At what stage in your life did you propose?
Everything started 2019. And
wow.
I would say I was just 20 years old.
Hmm.
Yeah, 20 years old. So that is when everything all started. And it doesn't even matter the age, but even as a younger person, it doesn't matter. There are some people today, you know, it is not about who is running first. You know, everyone has their own goals, have their own purpose. The way I might move might not be the way another person might move. There are some people I know, and there are some people I've come in contact with, 17 years doing wonders. 17 years, at the age of 17 years, still in secondary school. I know of a young guy now, like 17 years, he's just entering SS3.
Wow.
And he's doing amazingly well. Like, he's doing amazing things, amazing stuff. And he's being recognized. He's, if you go and check him out on LinkedIn, like, he's one of the top people. Look at Emmanuel Nduka is just 20 years old. 20 years old.
Yeah, the Tony Elumelu guy, right?
Yeah, Elumelu boy. You know, just 20 years old, and he's doing so well right now. So what I will say about age is that it doesn't matter how old such a person is. It doesn't matter, 15 years old, 14 years old, you are destined to be great. 13 years old, 12 years old, you are destined to be great. Even Jesus himself started his ministry while he was very at a very young age. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We are called differently. We have different purpose. My purpose might not be your purpose, and your purpose might not be my own purpose. So we are called differently, and we should just, you know, focus on our own area. It doesn't matter who runs first, but who gets that crown. That is where we always look at. It can just take the person like several years, like it can take the person longer than expected. It can even come earlier than expected, you know. But one thing that will take one far is that focus. When you're focused and you know where you're going to, such a person will definitely get to his or her destination.
Definitely. Talking about focus, I had a conversation with one of my friends earlier today, and he was telling me of someone, a lady who graduated with a third class division, and she graduated with third class from OAU, that's Obafemi Awolowo University, in economics. And presently, this lady, she has built a brand for herself in environmental science. Imagine two different aspects. When I heard that, I was like, are you kidding me? She said, he told me that that lady is presently on a competition and she has gotten £1,000 for the first round, that with the rate she's going, she might get more than £10,000 for that competition. But when after we talked, the first thing I got from that story was she had a focus. She did not allow that challenges. She did not allow the limitation of graduating with a third class to put her down. She had a focus and she had a determination that I want to be successful in life. I want to make it, no matter what. So she had a purpose in life. She knows where she's going to. She has a goal and she's matching it. And I keep on wondering, why are people not even thinking of this? Why are they feeling so... it has come to an end because I can't get it figured at a particular age. Like you said, you got clarity at age 19. Some people might not get clarity at age 30, but no matter the age that you get your clarity, please start working. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm a lawyer by profession. It took me some years before I could get in touch with that profession itself. It wasn't something that I really wanted to study.
Well,
so it was even after I had graduated from the university, it's a story for that I should not put it up on this episode. I should not put it up because you have to get clarity first. Like you got it 2019. You have to get clarity first. Then you have a focus that, okay, this is where I'm going to. And I love that. And I'm very sure anyone listening to this episode now that got into this stage will know that the first thing the person has to get is clarity of purpose. Then after that, your focus should be your primary goal. Then you keep on going. Thank you so much. And also, before you go, because I know you're running now, you have a lot of things. You're a very busy man, and getting you here is a privilege for me. Before you go, please tell us the lessons you have learned from your journey and what you would want to tell youth out there, and also the particular stage you are presently that you would want someone out there who is aspiring to get to you. I have read some things online about you, how you volunteer for this, how you volunteer for that, how you are known for this, how you are known for that. But I still want you to explain more and let people know that, okay, this is it, and they can use you. You don't know. Someone can be eyeing you like, this is my mentor. This is my role model. So I would want you to talk about it.
Okay. Moving forward, the lesson learned. Well, one thing there is that never give up in yourself. Never give up in yourself, no matter the situation you found yourself. Yeah, you see people, oh, this person is making it. This person is. Don't give up. Don't give up. It's just a step, step by step. You know, don't just move because others are moving. If you ever move, you get to lose focus. You get to fall. It will get to a stage whereby you will just fall anyhow. So, but taking it little by little, consistency matters in your journey. No, being consistent, no, little by little. It doesn't matter how long it will take you. It doesn't matter how far you will go, but being consistent, little by little, step by step, step one step at a time, one step at a time. When you can be able to do that, you will find yourself doing great things. Like I said, number one, don't give up on yourself. Then number two, I would say, tell yourself great things. Yeah, tell yourself, be yourself motivator. Don't wait till someone tell you, you are doing well, you are doing great. You are this, you are that. No, tell yourself first. Tell yourself, talk to yourself. You are doing well. You know, praise yourself. Don't allow someone else to do it for you. You know, sometimes flaunt yourself. See me now. Take my reach. You know, such as sweet. No, that kind of compare yourself. I see myself doing great things. See myself standing in front of this is a person. I see myself doing this great thing. You know, praise yourself. Be yourself motivator. When you can motivate yourself, you find that any kind of pressure you find within you or around you, it will not really have effect on you. Have that much effect on you. You know, talk to yourself. You know, say good things about yourself. You don't just move out anyhow. You move out, you dash in, you dash out. No, praise, you know, giving yourself a kind of self-praise matters a lot. Then, and lastly, I will conclude in this way that belief and at the same time, trust in God. You can't say you are going to farm and you are not with the cutlass or the hoe. No, you need to go with the cutlass. You need to go with farm tools. Yeah, you are on a journey. You don't just move alone. You need to move with God. Thank God. Pray to God about it. The direction I am moving, is that really pleasing to God? Is God aware of what I want to do? Is he in approval to what I want to become? So that kind of thing, you don't just move alone. Believe and ask God for direction. You need God in whatever journey you want to take. You need God to back up your process. You need God to back up your journey, because when he's with us, that is, even if there, it is never an easy one. Nobody promised you to be easy. Even till now, it's still not easy for me. I'm not where I want to be. I'm still moving. Still moving. I'm not here. In fact, I'm here to start safe.
Wow. It's all this in your profile.
I'm here to start. So, you know, we need to believe and trust God. Then I have a kind of, there is this, is it a motivation that always pumps on my head by John Wooden. It says, success is peace of mind, which is success is peace of mind. Yeah, I think, which is different of kind of self-satisfaction in knowing you made the effort, you know, in making the effort to become the best of which you are capable. You know, making the kind of effort to become the best of which you are capable. You know, make that if fortune. Don't just fold your hands and everybody's doing it. There is something different about you. Everyone is unique. Everyone's unique. That is something you must know. This person is into this. This person is into that. No, your own is different. We are called differently. even though this person is in line to this, this person is in line to that, it doesn't matter. You as a person, you can come in and overtake everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
You can come in and overtake everyone. It doesn't matter who was there first, and it doesn't matter who is coming. And definitely, it's not going to end with you. So you just need to start, and you just need to beat yourself. It doesn't matter how long it will take you. You know, do it bit by bit. You know, start with that which you know you are capable of. Search within you. Look around you. There is that special thing you have within you. There is that special thing you have. Go after it. Pursue it with your full chest. Yes, with your full chest, no. So, go after it. It doesn't matter who was there. So, if you are going, just need like take it bit by bit. There is something special about you. This person is, if I start now, my friend will laugh at me. No, you don't listen to everybody. You don't listen to everybody. As far as there is a leader and as far as there is something you are trying to achieve, and you don't just go in line because everybody is doing it. Yes, what value are you bringing? What service are you offering? Is it a kind of a change agent to humanity? Is it really leading the right value in a positive way, or is it in a negative way? So these are some of the things we need to look at. Everybody's doing it. You shouldn't do it because everybody's doing it. Yes, you know, look at it. Is it pleasing God? What value is it bringing? What offer are you bringing? So that kind of thing is something we need to look at before we can say, okay, I want to start on so. Then, like I would say with this, don't just do it alone. Look for your even if you feel that you can't talk to your friend, maybe possibly your friend will hijack that idea from you. There are other people, like some people who are older than you, some people who have gone ahead of you. Talk to few of them. Seek for counsel. You know, look for mentors who will guide you through. You don't just attach yourself to one person and is my mentor because it's one fame or one famous person like that. You attach yourself and is my mentor. What are you really learning? What are you really learning from that person? Is it of a good side? Is it of a positive or is it of a negative side? So look for someone who can guide you through. It may not really be a mentor. It may not really be like someone who will look after you morning, afternoon, night. It can just be someone you can talk and trust. So it can even be your elder brother. It can be your friend. It can be a kind of someone you just trust so well. Talk to them. Meet that person. Discuss what you are trying to achieve. Is it achievable? You know, take it bit by bit. Don't beat yourself at once. Don't beat yourself trying to like gather everything at once. No, it can't work that way. It can't work. So you need to take it bit by bit. And by so doing, one thing that is there is start. Just start. Once you start, you see yourself doing great things. Before you know it, you are someone that is on a pathway to greater side. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. From everything we have said today, I was able to bring out 4 salient points. And that is 1, getting clarity. 2, being focused. 3, determination. 4, start and continue and be consistent with it. Don't just stop and say, oh no. Those 4 things assembled together will make you develop a purposeful life. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You're welcome, Mr. Israel. For everyone who has listened to us today, please make sure you take those things home. And also, don't forget that it is until you propose in your heart that you're going to be someone. It cannot be a magic. You have to first propose in your heart that you're going to be someone. And once you're able to do that, you can kickstart with anything you want to be. So on today's episode, like I said, we had a very resourceful person, Mr. Israel Innocent. And you can also check out Mr. Israel's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Which other one again? He has a lot of profiles. Please, can you list them out so that he's also into affiliate marketing? Oh, I should not forget that. This man I'm listening to. This man is loaded though. Tap into it. See, just any of social media messengers.
Israel Innocent on all platforms.
Oh, thank God. Israel Innocent on all platforms. Just send him a message from Fridays with Itote. I heard you. I listened to you. I want you to mentor me. Use that as ticket.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the invitation. And thank you to all our listeners. It's been a wonderful time being here. And I really do appreciate such opportunity. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed this section with you, and it's something that I also learned from. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone. It's still your host, ITOTE, Itote Ifedayo, signing out. Bye.
Bye.